Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure swirl.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to visit a magical place found at the bottom of the ocean, where there are sandcastles, trees made of coral, and mermaids that play all day riding on seahorses. This magical place is called the Land of the Mermaids. In this beautiful place, all the little mermaids look the same. So let's find out what happens when one day a new little mermaid comes out of her shell and looks very different than all the other mermaids. The Littlest Mermaid. Deep down at the very bottom of the ocean was the Land of the Mermaids. Their village was made of sandcastles. The trees were made of coral, and every oyster had a pearl in it. The mermaids played all day, riding on seahorses, building new sandcastles, or just resting under the coral trees, wondering about the world above. All of the mermaids were pink, and they had the same tail, in the same color green. Some of them were fat, and some were skinny. Some had long hair, and some had short hair. But mostly, they all looked the same. The most wonderful time in the Land of the Mermaids was when a new baby was born. Everyone in the village came out from their homes of sand to watch the little mermaid hatch from its shell. One day, a mermaid found a shell that was hidden away in a patch of seaweed. She gathered it up in her arms and took it to the village. The whole town came to watch the shell pry open. Out swam a lively little mermaid, the littlest mermaid ever born. She smiled and flipped her tail. But the mermaids did not shout for joy like they did when all other babies were born. Instead, they just stared. The lively little mermaid looked different from all the other mermaids. She was purple. Everyone who had gathered around rushed back to their homes. They whispered about the strange-looking mermaid and stared at her from inside their castles of sand. The little purple mermaid knew that she was different, but it did not bother her. She rode on seahorses, rested under the coral trees, and built her own sandcastle by the seaweed patch where she was found. Sometimes the little purple mermaid went to where the other mermaids played, but no one ever invited her to join them. She just looked too strange to them. Many days passed beneath the sea, and the little purple mermaid had made new friends for herself. All the fish loved her because she was so playful. She made friends with all the dolphins too. Sometimes they would take her for a ride to the surface of the sea, and they'd jump in and out of the water all day long. The little purple mermaid loved all of her friends, but she still wished she could play with the other mermaids. They seemed to have so much fun together. And one day, while the other mermaids were napping under the coral trees, a newly born mermaid wandered into the seaweed patch where the little purple mermaid lived. At last, the little purple mermaid had another mermaid to play with. Together, they rode on seahorses, and in that day, they became very good friends. The other mermaids were very surprised, but as they watched the two new friends play together, they began to notice that the little purple mermaid liked to do the very same things they did. They realized that she was really no different from them at all. So on that very day, all the mermaids invited the little purple mermaid over to play. They even made a special strand of pearls to welcome her. And that made the little purple mermaid very happy. In the years to come, many new babies were born in the land of the mermaids. Some were pink, some were purple, and some were even orange. But no matter what, each and every time a baby was born, all the mermaids shouted with joy. And each and every little mermaid was loved just as much as the next. What a great story! Can you imagine visiting the land of the mermaids and riding on seahorses with your friends? That would be fun. Although, I don't think seahorses are strong enough to carry mermaids, especially because they are not good swimmers. In fact, they are thought to be one of the slowest moving fish in the ocean. Seahorses swim through the water by using a tiny fin on their backs. This fin flutters back and forth about 50 times per second. No wonder they get exhausted when swimming through stormy seas. One of the most interesting things about seahorses is that they mate for life. Seahorse couples greet each other with a ritualistic dance. This is the way they get to know one another. They spin around, link tails, swim side by side, and change colors to match their surroundings. Did you know that the male seahorse is the only animal species on Earth that carries and delivers the babies? While mating, the female seahorse releases eggs into the pouch on the male's abdomen. The male seahorse carries these eggs in his pouch until they are ready to hatch. And did you know that seahorses have no teeth and no stomach? That's why they feed on tiny plankton and fish constantly to stay alive. Let's learn more about seahorses and what makes them special.
What is the little creature with the monkey-like tail? Clinging to the weeds, looking fragile and frail. It has a kangaroo pouch and a long, cute snout. It swims standing up as it looks about. Fish qualities it does not possess, though it
Seahorses are truly special, and so are you. Just like the Little Mermaid, what makes our world so unique is that people may look differently, like different foods, speak different languages, dress in different clothes, and have different talents and things they like to do. And that is something we should celebrate. Let's end today with feeling special by acknowledging our differences. Has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.